Hey, everybody. It's Sunday.
Yep.
Hopefully you guys didn't miss us too much last night.
Yeah, we went out last night.
Yeah, we had a good time.
It was kind of dead. There wasn't a lot of people out.
Well, there was a lot of people in downtown Sanford.
Yeah.
But there wasn't a lot of people at that bar. We actually hadn't been. So we went to our friend Big Tom's bar that he owns, Mannequins, which is like a horror-themed bar. And we hadn't been there. Shit, it seems like we were just there a few months ago, but then he kept talking about he was going to buy the building next door and he was going to knock the wall out, like to make a bigger dance floor, and he did it. And because I went in there, I'm like, holy crap, look at this. It's like, so
twice the size it used to be.
Yeah, so he must have just done that in the last couple months, because we were just there a few months ago and it wasn't like that.
Yeah, it looked cool.
Yeah, it looks really good. And like I said, that back patio looks fantastic. It's massive. He's got a hookah thing back there, and he's got a whole other bar and couches and everything. And we got to eat at Chantel's again.
Yeah.
Got some soul food.
Yeah.
Like, I got some.
She got that damn fish and chips. It was good. I probably should have got that.
Damn, that was delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got jerk chicken, didn't you?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. That's a cool place. I like it. But yeah, so we had a good time. I'm tired. I'm not hungover or nothing, but, you know. Before we do the movie review, I want to shout out, I already sent Ken a message about this, but you remember on that one show where I was saying I really liked cashew butter? Ken sent me 2 jars of this delicious premium, like organic cashew butter. And I wanted to like thank him very much for that. Like there's another jar, but I already opened that one and like was scarfing it on some toast. So it's in the fridge. But yeah, so it's really, really good, you know, and I haven't had any for a long time, so it's really nice. So I just thought I would shout it out on the show. Now, we were going to, we need to review the Coming to America sequel, but we haven't had a chance to watch it yet. We'll probably watch it tonight, I imagine, and then we can do the matinee on it tomorrow. So this is a movie that we saw a couple of days ago. This movie is called Lucky. Now, it came out back in 2020, like it did all the horror festivals and stuff like that, but Shudder just added it like a few days ago. I think they added it like on Thursday or whatever, because I think that's when I watched it. Now, this movie was written by and stars Bria Grant, who was also in that other movie After Midnight that we talked about last week, I think it was. She might have co-written that one too. I think she also did 12 Hour Shift, which is another one that people have been recommending, so I might get around to seeing that one as well. But yeah, so this was directed by Natasha Kermani, and it's okay. I really, really liked this movie. You liked it too, right?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I thought it was good. I think it's going to be one of those movies that it might be a little bit divisive, but it's going to be really, really hard to talk about without spoiling it. But okay, so here's the setup. It's kind of like a slasher, it's kind of like a slasher mixed with Groundhog Day, kind of, or Happy Death Day, but not as funny as that. It does have some satirical or like funny elements to it, but it's not a comedy, I don't think. It's kind of like a horror thriller.
Dude keeps attacking her, she kills him, but he vanishes and comes back.
Yeah, the setup is the Bria Grant plays May, and she is a successful self-help author. But she's been kind of going through some shit. Like, I guess her last book was kind of a big thing. And I think it was called Go It Alone, which is, you know, kind of relevant to the plot. But, you know, the publisher is like not real excited about her next book because maybe sales have been going down or whatever. So, and she has like some other shit going on that you kind of find out about like over the course of the thing. But very, very early in the movie, she hears something downstairs in her house. And she looks out the window and there's a dude like out in the fucking yard, like looking in the window, and she's wigging out. Like she goes up and tells her husband, she's like, hey, there's a man and then a man in the yard. And then they hear a window breaking, and her husband is just so it's such a great scene. And I think they put it in the trailer even. But he's just kind of like very casual. And he's just like, oh, yeah, that's the dude that shows up every night and tries to kill us. I guess we better get our weapons. Like, and he gets a golf club and shit like that. So basically what this is this dude literally comes back every night and tries to kill her. Because at one point, her and her husband, like, have a fight, and he leaves, like, for a few days, so she's there by herself. So the guy just keeps coming back, and so she has to kind of fight him. Now, that's kind of all I can say about the movie without spoiling it. Like I said, it's very... It has a little bit of a Twilight Zone-y kind of thing. In the same way that the movie After Midnight, which she was also in, had kind of like a metaphorical aspect where like the monster was kind of like a metaphor, even though it was a real monster, but it was like a metaphor too. The man in this one, like the stalker, he is also a metaphor for some shit. But the thing that's cool about it is that it's obviously a metaphorical story, but it kind of leaves it open-ended as to what the man represents. You know what I mean? That's how I'll say it. Some people might get frustrated because they kind of leave it ambiguous, or as I said, they leave it open-ended. Like there's several different interpretations that you could take away from it, I guess, but it kind of leaves it up to you as to what you think the situation is, or, you know, what you think that it represents. But So I can see, like, some people, I've seen real mixed reviews of it. Like, some people really, really seem to dig it a lot. And then some people were just like, meh, they didn't like it because it was just, because they didn't like that it was left too open-ended, or they thought it was, the metaphor was too heavy-handed or something like that. But I really, really liked it. The acting was really good. It had, like, some funny, like, some dark humor in it, but it wasn't, like, overtly comedic. The cinematography was kind of cool. It's almost kind of like, because it's almost kind of like it started out kind of normal, but then as shit started getting like more and more surreal, like the cinematography got like more surreal a little bit, like with all the like weird blue and red light and everything. But yeah, it had like a really good score. Cool fucking, cool fucking flick. And I guess, like I said, the woman that was in it, Bria Grant, who I had remembered, I think I said this on the After Midnight review, I remembered her from Dexter, but she's been in a bunch of other things too. I think she said in an interview that she got the idea for this movie when she either had a stalker or somebody broke into her house and attacked her or something like that. And her having to deal with, the police and having to deal with people not believing her or not, something like that. So that's kind of where she got the germ of the idea for this. But yeah, it's like, I really, really liked it a lot. Shudder just added on Thursday. I think it's on Shudder in the UK and in Australia as well, because I did see like an Australian reviewer that I like, Spooky Astronauts, and she's Australian and she saw it on Shudder over there. And I think I saw a British guy that had seen it too. So it's on Shudder pretty much all over the English speaking world if you want to watch it. Like I said, it's very clearly metaphorical. It's very, so don't go into it expecting a comedy, and don't go into it expecting a slasher movie. It does have some violence. It is kind of bloody. But it's not, I don't know, it's kind of hard to describe, you know? Like I said, it's kind of a slasher, but it's also got like a weird psychological twist to it, and it has like, it's sort of dreamlike or surreal, I guess. But yeah, so good flick. That's all I gotta say about it. Like I said, I don't want to spoil it too much, but that's pretty much the setup. And I think the setup for it, you know, is in the trailer. They say this is the guy that turns up every night and tries to kill us, or tries to kill you. And,
I liked it. I thought it was well directed. It was a good quality movie. It wasn't exactly like my type of movie, you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't like really my taste. It's not something I'd seek out. But I appreciated it for what it was.
It was pretty enjoyable, I thought, yeah. Because I really liked. I think the main thing that I liked about it was her reaction to the situation. Yeah.
I gotta say, it's not a chick flick, but I think the topic and just the way it was told was kind of appeal more to women.
I definitely think that as well. And I'm not saying that dudes wouldn't like it, because, yeah, you know, I've seen a lot of male reviewers that liked it as well.
Yeah.
But I think women will take more away from it
than a guy would,
because I think they can relate to it better, yeah, and they can relate to her character better.
Yeah, there's a female perspective to it.
Yeah, well, it's a female director, it's a female, yeah, writer. Yeah. So obviously.
Which that's the way it's going to go, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, we got ideas for shit too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, I'm just saying. Nothing bad about it.
Yeah, that's what I'm just saying.
Right.
Let's see. What are they talking about? So Tila said she saw Coming to America on Friday. Very disappointing. See,
everybody keeps saying
that's
that.
What I'm kind of hearing, and it's like I'm really bummed out. We're gonna watch it tonight, And we'll give you our thoughts about it tomorrow. But I try not to, like I said, you know, read shit about movies before I see them, because I like to approach them, you know, on my own terms. But I can't help, like, when I'm scrolling through, like, you know, some blogs or something like that, I can see a headline and people are like, meh.
I subscribe to World Class Bullshitters. It's a YouTube channel. It's really good. And those guys, usually they kind of call it. They're a good predictor of whether or not I'm going to like it, you know. And they were real excited to see it. And they came back and go, man, it's just kind of a rehash of the first one. It's just, it's, you know, it's just like a remake of the first one. They were disappointed with
it. Yeah, see, that's kind of what I heard, too. Yeah. That it had, like, essentially the same story.
They were, like, on the back of Dolomite, you know what I mean? Dolomite is my name. That they thought that they were really going to get.
Which, man, what a fucking great movie that was.
But I guess there's, I don't know, I just got to reserve judgment on it.
You know? Yeah.
Because I haven't seen it.
Yeah, we're going to watch it.
It's kind of disappointing. It probably is.
And like I said, that's pretty much universally what I'm hearing, which, like I said, that bums me out.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We'll see. We're going to watch it anyway. In a few hours.
Yeah.
And we'll see how it goes. And we'll talk about it tomorrow.
Yeah.
But now I'm kind of like.
Mm. Yeah, I'm like, oh, man.
I know. I was like super pumped for it. And now I'm just kind of like, oh, man.
Yeah.
That's a bummer. All right. Yeah, Mango said, sadly, this is no Dolomite. I mean, Dolomite Is My Name was such a fucking great movie.
Yeah.
That's going to be like a hard thing to follow up on. Oh, well. All right. So I guess this has been a little bit kind of short today, but we're really, really sleepy.
Yeah, I'm sleepy.
I mean, I slept in this morning, but for some reason, I'm still
awake.
Yeah, man. He's like, oh, I found an energy drink in the refrigerator.
Yeah, they don't give me any fucking energy, though. I think that's a damn.
That's
all hype. I drink them and I don't feel any different.
Well, it's just kind of like everybody says they have coffee and it wakes them up. I never feel awake after drinking coffee. Sometimes it makes me sleepier. Sometimes it doesn't do anything. The only time I've ever felt effects from caffeine was when I drank a shitload. And I'm talking a shitload, like 2 or 3 big, like venti Starbucks size. Then, okay, yeah, and then my eyeballs started to vibrate. But if it's just like 1 or 2 cups, nah, I don't feel shit. Doesn't wake me up, you know. But yeah, so like I said, this one's kind of short, but if you know, the movie Lucky sounds like something that you would like, I really liked it. Tom liked it. It's on Shudder at the moment. And we'll be talking about Coming to America 2 tomorrow, because we're going to watch it in a couple of hours. And, we've only been on for, like, 15 minutes or something like that. But now I'm, like, super paranoid. Shit's going to crash because of all the fucking... But, yeah, so we'll probably... Yeah, y'all partied hard last night. Yeah, we kind of did.
Pretty much.
I mean, we drank a lot and, you know, got some good food and saw a few people. A bunch of strangers there. We don't spend a lot of time in downtown Sanford, so it's like we don't have... It's not like going to Ibar where we know everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just kind of like a bunch of random people and then like some people
we just know
that we
the
know.
Owners.
Yeah, pretty much. All right. But yeah, we'll be back tomorrow. Thanks everybody for dropping by for this brief little Sunday movie review. And we'll see you.